announced the escalating crisis in the Eurozone that's taking its toll on the whole world, metastasizing the collapse, the economic collapse. Then, how do we resist? We've lost our spiritual macho, and now we lose our economic macho. Not a good place to be with these kind of threatenings and slaughterings. Are these the end of times? I'll leave that up to you. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and let's get right with God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be my views and the views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't you give us your rundown on what's going on in America financially today?
Well, I'll tell you, there's so much going on, but very little being reported on mainstream media. I mean, things just continue to deteriorate. I think we're sort of in a lull right here, and it's sort of a calm, maybe in the middle of the storm. And I think we still face all these serious circumstances here in this country. And even around the world, everyone faces that. They've taken Greece out of the news, and they've taken even Europe on a whole out of the news. There's certainly not a lot of focus on that. Now I believe they're beginning to use the election as a distraction on what's really happening here and around the world. So we've got major problems, and they're going to continue to get worse. We're on this path. We're on this. There's a day of reckoning coming. And I think any time we see prices, gold and silver, have pullbacks like we had today, there's great opportunities, because I think when things strike, it's going to strike very quickly. We will wake up one day to a whole different world.
I agree with you totally, and I think people really have to understand what's going on. Basically, of course, we live in a debt-based society. People have forgotten what Polonius said to Laertes in Shakespeare and Hamlet. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. In Sydney, you shouldn't be borrowing money and you shouldn't be lending money, because you're going to get into all sorts of problems. And that was good advice in the 1600s, and 400 years later, it is still excellent advice. And, of course, the problem is that America is massive debts today. And basically, we're told we have a $10 billion debt. Now, how do they come up with that? Well, of course, they take off all the liability for Social Security and Medicare, those funds. They say, well, we owe that to ourselves. Yes, we certainly we're putting out more for Social Security than we're taking in. But, of course, we get that by cashing in the T-bills we have. And the Social Security Fund has Treasury bills. The only trouble is that the Treasury doesn't have any money to pay off the bills, so they have to borrow the money from the Federal Reserve System, which simply dutifully prints up money, and basically 60% of all the T-bills that are bought up today are bought up by the Federal Reserve System, which is creating money out of nothing and expanding the money supply at a rapid, rapid rate that will eventually end up in disaster. But the average individual doesn't know that. Then, of course, there's another figure that they use. The federal debt is about almost $16 trillion. Well, that includes the Social Security and the Medicare funding that we owe to ourselves, but there's no money there to cover it. But the real figure, of course, if you use the general accepted accounting procedures that every corporation in America and every other one in the world is required to use, why we really owe over $81 trillion and we can never possibly pay that all off. And of course, you take into the account the state and the municipal debt and all the other debts we have, and you're talking probably somewhere well over the 150 to somewhere to $200 trillion. There's not that amount of money in the world, and eventually the whole world is going to come tumbling down. But the average American doesn't know that. He goes blithely along thinking, if we just borrow more money, everything's going to be all right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
To Stan, our telephone number is certainly 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about what's really going on in America and throughout the world. The economy of the world is contracting, And he said, you only need to look and see what's happening in America, and look and see what's happening in Great Britain, and look and see what's happening in Europe, and they're having to cut back. They're having to cut back dramatically on spending. They call it austerity. Now, this is the plan. It's all laid out by the elite, and this is what people don't understand. Go back and read the article by Richard Haass and Roger Altman. It was written in the December 2010 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. And basically, in that article, I believe it was the lead article that month, they kept talking about what's going on financially and talking about austerity, the necessity of lowering living standards. They used the term austerity at least six times and the lower living standards three or four times. That was the plan in December of 2010. That is the plan which is being implemented throughout the world today. Certainly, people don't understand what's really going on. I heard a program, I was suddenly on Genesis this afternoon, the news program. I think it was Salem News, I'm not sure, or IRN News. And they commented that somebody from Chatham House had commented on something going on in the Near East. I wonder how many people know what Chatham House is. I mean, if you're out in the audience, do you know what Chatham House is? Why would they quote somebody from Chatham House? Why, that, of course, is the headquarters of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It's at number 10 St. James Square in London. It is the British counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is located at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House. It is where the Secret Society, the front for the Secret Society, the Cecil Rhodes, meets on a regular basis and plans our future. And the fact that certainly on a Christian network, they would be talking about Chatham House, and not one person in a thousand has any idea. That, of course, when they're quoting people at Chatham House, they're quoting the people who are part of the Front Society. For a secret society that rules the world today. Well, let's go to Michael, who's calling from Michigan. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Is that Michael or Michelle?
How you all doing? It's Michael.
Okay, Michael, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I just kind of curious. There's a couple few things. I was the understanding that they had a couple trillion dollars in the Social Security that was sitting there that, you know, that they pay over time. That was the thing I had to say about Social Security.
All right, fine. Let's just address that. Melody, Michael's saying that they got a couple of trillion dollars in the Social Security Trust Fund that's just sitting there. Is that true?
Of IOUs. Probably a couple trillion of IOUs.
Yeah, basically, Michael, what they're doing is they're confusing you intentionally. What did the government do when they had the money come in? Why they invested it in T-bonds? They didn't have the money sitting there. They invested in T-bonds, and we have the T-bonds sitting there that are redeemable by the United States Treasury. But what did the government do with the money that they got from selling the T-bonds? Why they spent it? So the Treasury has no money. Well, basically, when the Social Security then cashes in the bonds, the Treasury bonds, why the Social Security says the Federal Reserve System, why we've got to come up with, $500 billion or $300 billion to meet these T-bonds that have been cashed in. And the Federal Reserve System says, that's fine. We'll buy them. Well, they put them up for sale, but most people throughout the world aren't buying them. Most of the countries know that we are bankrupt and that they will never get their money back. And besides that, they're paying very, very low interest rates. So the Treasury is buying about 60%. The Federal Reserve System is buying about 60% of all the T-bills that the Treasury bond is auctioning off today. And since the Federal Reserve doesn't have any money, they create the money out of nothing and destroy the value of your life savings and your pension funds and your insurance policies and your CDs and your stocks and anything else you have that's mediated in dollars. So basically, of course, what they're doing is stealing from you so that they can pay the money through the Social Security Fund, so the Social Security Fund can send out the Social Security checks every month. That's how the system really works, but they're never going to tell you that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a little more in depth. I pretty much right along the lines of what I was thinking was really going on. About exactly, it makes sense with everything else that you're doing. But about the national debt, this is my understanding. You know, I don't know what they're doing, but the way I look at it, sitting over here in Michigan, just trying to do the right thing, is that if I owe a debt, it's up to me to try to pay that debt and to do the best I can, you know, to pay that debt, not to try to get out of that debt or come up with some kind of scam to make it look like I don't owe it or whatever else you can come up with. So when I owe this debt, it's up to me to pay it. So us being Americans, we got all these corporations worth hundreds of billions of dollars. We got a whole bunch of people worth hundreds of millions of dollars and some worth billions. And the debt is our debt. So, you know, I believe anybody above $500,000 should have to pay $1,000 for every million and, you know, right on up to a billion, whatever that probably figures out to. And the debt is ours. So, you know, if you owe...
Wait a minute. You want to take away the money from the rich people to pay off the debt that you have incurred because you're an American citizen.
I want everybody to pay their fair share.
What is the fair share for a millionaire to pay at the present time?
Well, a millionaire could probably pay $10,000. Somebody with $10 million could pay $100,000. Somebody with $100 million could pay $1 million, and somebody with $1 billion could pay $10 million.
And how are you going to get them to pay? How are you going to?
That's the thing: is we owe the money, and as we can see, they don't intend on paying. They don't intend on doing the right thing. So,
Michael, let's get Melody's thoughts on what Michael said. Michael doesn't want to pay the money himself. How much income tax do you pay every year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm paying $23,000 in income tax. So me, because I'm under the $500,000, anybody under the $500,000 would just have to pay $100,000. And if they're not paying any income tax, they don't have to pay anything. What their net worth is, not their income tax.
So how would you address Michael's concern? Michael says that... what is your gross income? If you're paying $23,000 a year in income tax, what field are you in? Would you be in making $200,000 a year or $300,000? How much are you making a year to pay
$23,000? Usually about $486,000
or... You're making about $486,000?
$325,000.
Okay, fine. So you're paying $23,000 and you're making about $385,000. All right. How would you, what would you say to Michael, Melody?
Well, number one, for that to even remotely work, number one, you have to eliminate all those politicians in Washington. They are the root of the problem. Even if we did take all that money from everybody and pay it off, what problems have we solved? You still have Washington. You still have Wall Street. You have all these problems. They have an agenda, so it doesn't really matter. But really, so you'd have to, if anybody should pay, it should be the politicians. They're the ones that should pay it. They're the ones that have destroyed this country. So it's more than just having the rich people pay a debt. I mean, there is so much debt, even if we gathered all this up together, we still couldn't pay it. However, there's so many people that don't pay any taxes that should be paying taxes. And the problem isn't what we pay and the amount of taxes, it's why we owe this debt. You know, we need to cut, not just pay. What difference does it matter if we just pay if we don't cut? We got to revamp the whole system. The system is broken. And you can take an individual that is so far into debt, he can never get out of it. He has to just quit and start over. The system is broke, and it was broken for...
But they keep these people so uneducated that they're not educated enough to understand anything, and we're never going to get nowhere, and the people that are supposed to understand it are stealing all the money, And we can't keep going like this. And so, you know, you got to pay. And so we're going to have to pay. One day we're going to pay. We either start paying now or we're really going to pay. We need to figure out that we got to pay, and we can't keep listening to these guys.
Wait just a minute, Michael. Let's look and see how the tax structure is set up. First of all, 49% of the American people don't pay any federal income tax at all. 49% don't pay any federal income tax. In fact, an awful lot of those get money back at the end of the year because they have a negative tax, and actually if you don't make enough money, they simply give you money. Then, of course, you have the fact that the top 10% pay 70% of the federal income tax. The top 1% pays 40% of the federal income tax. Basically, if you actually were to raise the taxes on those people, they would have no incentive to work. In fact, in England, why, of course, they raised the income tax to 50%, and you know what happened? They got in a lot less income tax from those wealthy people because they're not going to work, and they're just simply going to figure a way of getting around it. We've got to start cutting. We've got to have massive cuts in defense, Michael. We've got to have massive cuts. Certainly, we need to do away with the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I have Michael here, calling from Michigan. Michael's a very wealthy man. He makes about $350,000 to $400,000 a year. He pays $23,000 a year in income tax. And he wants the rich people to pay more in the way of taxes. And somehow that's going to solve our problem. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. As I pointed out to Michael, that with a national debt somewhere between $81 trillion and $150 trillion, with a debt of that magnitude, if we took every cent that every American made for the next 8 years, we couldn't certainly pay off the national debt. Melody, I want your comments, and then we'll give Michael a chance to respond. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, how would you respond to Michael?
I believe the only person, our only option that we had was with Ron Paul. He had the know-how, the ability to make changes that could affect how we pay our debt and make those cuts that were needed in order to rebalance and perhaps have a window, or at least maybe perhaps see a light at the end of the tunnel. But without someone like Ron Paul, I believe we have a day of reckoning. I believe this is going to play out. We have a debt that can't be paid for. We have, you know, we have Washington is certainly not doing anything. Things continue to deteriorate, and I believe we'll have to come to a place in time where we'll have a choice. But we have hard times that follow, and we have to accept that these hard times are coming, because there really isn't anything that we can do. And so we have to prepare.
All right, Michael. Times. Michael, I'd like your parting thoughts before we let you go.
Okay, I agree with everything she said. We got hard times coming, and there is nothing that we can do, and so we have no Ron Paul, because they want to keep doing what they're doing, and they got the two candidates that will do that, and so we can't get anywhere with them two candidates or that Congress or that Senate, or, you know, we're locked in a failure, and so, you know, me, myself, what I do is when I see something like that coming in my business or situations like that going on, I have to immediately do something to curb that or put an end to it. And so if I don't, then it's going to affect me in ways that's very uncomfortable to me. And so I have no choice. I have to make the right choices. And so my thing is if you get away from doing the right thing, or you get away from the concept of what the Bible says and what God says, then you're going to run into these kind of problems, and that's why it's a morality issue. The country has to come back to having morals and be willing to do the right thing. And we got so much wrong stuff going on, and it seems to be acceptable. And I just feel like, you know, that this nation is under a curse, you know, now that I don't see no blessings. It's hard for me to deal with everybody I got to deal with, because I don't have very many good people to deal with, because there's not that many good people to deal with. You got to be very sharp these days, because I've never seen it like this. It's very vicious.
Michael, I agree with you. We're going to have to we're going to have massive cuts in America. We're going to have to cut our Defense Department 50%. We're going to have to do away with most of the federal government. And there's certainly, perhaps we could salvage Social Security and at least some element of medical care, but they're going to their plan is to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. It's a process known as creative destruction. You have to destroy the old order to create the new utopia, a dictatorship that they intend. God bless you. Thanks so much, but just keep on listening. And let's go to Barbara calling us from Santa Cruz here. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I have to empathize with Michael. I know exactly how he feels. I get very tired of paying all of these taxes. And I agree with Melody that probably Ron Paul is one of our only hopes, actually, you know, to get this, you know, country back on track. And we either need to go to a flat tax or somehow stop these rich people, because what they are doing are going offshore. And so they do this, and they manage to escape paying the taxes that the people who are hardworking have to pay. And there are people who can't afford to pay taxes, and I understand that. But, you know, there are a lot of hardworking people who do pay taxes, and they have to pay them because these rich people, they are putting their money offshore so they don't have to pay taxes, and this should be put to a stop.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. We have Jake on the line from Nebraska. Jake, you hang on there. We'll be with you in a moment. But first of all, I want to tell our listeners our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And, of course, Melody does help Radio Liberty, and we do appreciate her help and support for us. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about what you do there at Discount Gold and Silver?
Well, they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. Excuse me, that's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, C-O-I-N-S. com, and they can sign up for a weekly newsletter that we send out, and also they can listen to our radio programs on the radio page. We have a live program at 4 o'clock, and then we archive it on a weekly basis. They can just scroll down on the radio page to find the tab for that. And when they call us, we listen to the client as far as what they're looking, what investment objectives they're looking for when they're looking to purchase gold and silver. We try to talk to our clients as far as what's suitable for them with what they're looking to invest and what their ideas are. And we keep things very basic and balanced, and we educate. We take time to educate. No one else is out there doing that because business is tough anymore. You have gold dealers popping up everywhere on the Internet, and they just want to sell you. They don't want to talk to people anymore. They just want you to make the buy, and that's it. They're not there to help you. Well, we're going to help you, and we're going to be here for when you're ready to sell that gold also. And we buy product from everyone. Doesn't matter whether you bought it from us or not. And so there's a lot of misinformation floating out there about gold and silver. And I always encourage anyone, if they hear these stories, to give us a call. Because not only can I investigate it, I can find out whether it's true or not, but then I can also share it on the radio program. So other people that might hear of these of this misinformation and other programs and so forth, if it's not a good one, we can also share it with our listeners. And even if it's a good one, I'm always there for good information also. So
okay, well, let's go to Jake, who's calling us from Nebraska. Hi, Jake. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I don't believe it's possible to ever tax enough money to pay off the debt, because the way the money system is designed, we would soon run out of money unless somebody else borrowed some more money.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. We'll never pay the debt off. What they're going to do is destroy it, destroy the debt. And of course, you do that by inflation. In the process, of course, you end up impoverishing the people. But they don't care. I mean, certainly the people who are behind this, they're invested in gold and silver and property and businesses and banks. They don't care. But they are going to destroy the vast majority of the American people, destroy their pensions, destroy their insurance policies, destroy their bonds, destroy their stocks, destroy their bank accounts. And right now they're in the process of creating inflation. It's running probably a 10%. I think probably by this time next year it'll be 15-20%, and that's how you destroy debt. There's only two ways to do it, and certainly one of them is simply to destroy the debt. The other is to pay it off. They have no way to pay it off, so they're simply going to have to destroy the value of our currency, and then of course they will pay it off simply with worthless dollars. Anything else you'd like to say, Jake?
Yes, we're going to have to default to the bankers, I believe, own all this debt. They're the creditors because they created the imaginary money to lend it out. So if we just defaulted to them, then we wouldn't have to lose all our assets, would we?
No, of course we wouldn't, but they're not going to let us do that. Because they own the government, and they own the newspapers, and they own the politicians, and they own the corporations, the educational system, and the religious organizations. And so basically, they would not let us default, but you're right. This is what we should do, because these people have created this debt dishonestly and in violation of our laws. But since they own the politicians, why we're not going to default. Anything else, Jake?
No, thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much for listening. And let's go to Dave, who's calling
us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
I think they should establish a special class, a protected species. It's called homeless disabled veteran. Now we have the feminist minority, so-called, and the other protected species who are also known as Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Black African Americans, and the hyphenated Americans. And they receive special protection under the Constitution. And I believe that the disabled homeless of Americans should be also a protected species under the Constitution. And I think that all the tax money that's being collected by the Marxists, and Marxists is armed robbery and nothing else, should receive a special protection.
All right, Melody, how would you respond to Dave, who's calling us from Washington?
I think it's horrible the way our veterans are treated. And I think it's horrible that there are so many homeless disabled veterans. And there should be programs to help them. But where do these programs come from? I think they need to be state, local, city, state. These programs should all be disbanded. You know, when all the other groups that you talked about, but certainly this country, the way we treated our veterans, it's a terrible thing.
But of course, Dave, there are a lot of wonderful Mexican people in America. There's a lot of wonderful Black people in America. There's a lot of wonderful Asian people in America. Yes, there's some that take advantage of it. But certainly, the vast majority of the Mexican people I know are hardworking. The vast majority of Blacks are hardworking or that like to be hardworking. We've got real problems in America, though, because we're poisoning our Black population with fluoridated water. They know what they're doing. They're much more susceptible to the lead that's in the hydroflow silicic acid we're using for water fluoridation than the whites are for some reason. And that is why today in America, one in three young Black men between 21 and 38, and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. That's not their fault. That's because they're being systematically poisoned by the evil people who are running America. But go ahead, Dave. Any other thoughts before we let you go?
Yes, the lead poisoning was shown to be cause of that murder spree in Texas known as the Texas Tower shooting. And the brain was full of lead.
Basically, of course, they've actually proven this. There's a Roger Masters, and people can look him up on the Internet. He's from Dartmouth. He's a sociologist. And he was able to correlate the water fluoridation with hydroflow silicic acid to the level of crime in communities and the fact that nobody ever talks about it. Is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Every individual, whether they're Black or Asian or Hispanic or white, is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And we've got to be concerned about them. That's our job. Dave, God bless you, and I agree with you. Our veterans are getting a very, very raw deal. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We have Bill calling from the great state of Washington. What part of Washington are you calling from, Bill?
It's in the Tri-City area.
Okay, fine. We've got a great station up there on the American Christian Network. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Do you think that there should be any taxes, or is there taxes that... are legitimized in your view, or is it just the entire idea of taking money from people that they work for the money and they're having to give the money away by force?
In other words, the question is, should there be taxes? Is that the question?
Yeah, basically, because it seems like the entire thing, when it comes down to it, is a coercive apparatus that's based upon the idea that some will be taken from to provide for the collective. I mean, if you wanted to go to that extreme, extreme individualism, some people might argue that.
All right, let's get Melody's thoughts. Melody, Bill is suggesting, raising the question, should people be taxed and should the current tax system be maintained? Some people say that taxation of the individual is wrong. How would you respond to it?
I believe we need to have a government, but I certainly don't believe it needs to be as large as it is. We need money for defense. I mean, there are some legitimate reasons to have taxes. However, I think they have gone far and above what needs to be taxed. And again, it all comes back to the bigger government that we have. So, yes, we need taxes. Yes, we need a government, but certainly not to the government. They need to follow our Constitution. They need to follow the laws of this land, and they shouldn't be doing what they're doing today.
And I think that's really so important, Bill. We have to begin differentiating between the federal government and the state and the local government. Certainly, there is a place for a government helping people, but that should be at the state and the local level. It should never be at the national level because, of course, if the federal government can provide for the people, then they can always get the people to vote for the politicians who give them the most. And that's why we're in the mess we are today. There is, first of all, no place in the Constitution that justifies a federal tax on the individual. The taxes were to be on the states, and of course the states were to collect the taxes from the individuals to be sent to the central government. So we can have a defense force, and I believe we need an army. But we do not need to have a standing army. We need an officer corps. We need a navy. But we have over 50,000 occupation troops in Germany. 67 years after the war ended, we have over 30,000 occupation troops in Japan. 67 years after the war ended, we have certainly well over 25,000 occupation troops in South Korea. And this is 55 years after the Korean War ended. So basically, why do we have occupation troops there? Because we're dominating the world. We've got to give up the idea of empire and world government and defend America, but not certainly, and we need to cut the federal spending dramatically. And basically, matters dealing with life, liberty, property, charity should be taken care of predominantly at the local level by families, by churches. There's a place for government involvement, but we need dramatically to cut back on the federal spending. It is all unconstitutional. What it goes on in Washington, D.C. can only be described as treason. These people have sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they are all violating their oath. All but a handful of congressmen are voting for all sorts of things that are unconstitutional, which is why Ron Paul is known as Dr. No, because many times there would be 434 votes in favor of a bill and one person who said no. And why that was Ron Paul, because it was unconstitutional. We need to get people to understand our Constitution, which is one reason we do what we do. Melody, your thoughts on what I have to say, and then we'll get Bill's response.
No, I mean, you're absolutely correct. And we've just have gotten so far beyond everything. And again, I mentioned it, the day of reckoning is coming.
The day of reckoning is coming. Bill, parting thoughts from you. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. Bill, your response to what's been said.
Well, yeah, I think that there should be money for taxes for, like, schools and local libraries, but I think it should come from the local level, and I think it's going to basically break our society if we continue going in debt to maintain bases in Okinawa and AFRICOM and all of these places in Qatar and Oman and Kuwait, and all of it being tied to controlling the world's oil. I think that that is going to eventually break. I think it's like overstretch, and so they can continue trying to grow the empire, so they will have their world control, but they basically are becoming more dangerous because as they want to continue this drive for world control, the resources to do it are becoming, extracted. They're becoming depleted, and so, yeah, I think that for them to grow even larger, they will have to take our civil liberties and do bad things to the American people. So I'm definitely for getting rid of all of the federal control. But, yeah.
Okay, I agree with you. Remember, because they will admit to about $700 billion a year for the defense. It's probably closer to a trillion. They've got all sorts of block budgets and all sorts of off-budget items that they use. So it's somewhere between $700 billion and $1 trillion a year we put into our military every year. And, of course, we have an empire. We have our troops stationed in 130 to 150 nations. We have military, 800 to 900 military bases. And as I've also said, we have our occupation troops in Germany and in Japan and in South Korea. We have 9,000 occupation troops in Great Britain. We have 9,000 occupation troops in Italy. And here we are all this time after the war, and nobody ever refers to them as occupation troops. I hope everybody in the audience will start using that term, and people can begin to understand what's going on. Bill, thank you so very much for being with us. I appreciate your call. And Melody, I want you to give once again, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization and why it is so vitally important that people purchase gold and silver today.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com. And it's so vitally important that you purchase gold and silver in these times. Preserve that money that you work so hard for, that what you have left over. Because with the rate of inflation, as we see that beginning to creep up, you're going to see your dollars worth less and less, and it's just as simple as that. Everything that I believe that it seems so complicated, there's so many things that are going on around the world revolving your dollars, but preserve your wealth by purchasing gold and silver.
And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to destroy the value of your pension funds. They're going to destroy the value of your insurance policies or your bonds or your stocks and everything that is mediated in dollars. Listen to what Melody says and do not put this off, because, of course, tomorrow could be too late.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and once again, Melody, let's get your telephone number out there and your webpage, and then we'll let you go.
1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, and the website is dgscoins.com.
God bless you, Melody. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind all of our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who are out there. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we do sell a number of various items. One of them, of course, is something called Prostate Support. If you're a man over 6 years of age, you're probably beginning to have prostate symptoms. And I've tried lots of these various items. Most of them are aimed at feminizing you. They're estrogen products, and they shrink your prostate. They do work. Of course, they have all the byproducts, though, of estrogens for men, which I do not believe is good for them. Prostate Support, which is manufactured by a major, health food company, is primarily saw palmetto and thistle, I believe it is. Anyway, prickly thistle. And basically, it works. It works very well. And certainly, you'll find you'll be so much, I believe, so much more comfortable if you take the Prostate Support product. We offer, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You certainly ought to be on simply supplementary magnesium. You need probably to be taking curcumin with some sort of an oil, olive oil or coconut oil, to help your mind. It's a very strong antioxidant. And, of course, you need to be taking the proper health food products. If you'd like to get our list of products, or go to our website and see the health food products that we carry. We do carry, of course, the Miracle 2 soap products, and we would not be without the gel. I will tell you, we use it for everything. I've used put it on my hair for years, and at least I still have hair. Most of my contemporaries have pretty well lost theirs, but certainly, if you'd like a list of the health food products that we carry, our number 1-800-544-8927. Besides that, it helps Radio Liberty. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't seen the new book we're offering, Grey Wolf, actually, it's the story of what happened to Adolf Hitler after the bunker. Of course, you're never going to hear about this. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to know that somewhere between 10 and 100,000 Nazis were helped to escape to South America, to Patagonia and Argentina, Brazil, after the Second World War, and they were helped to get there by the CIA and MI6 and a satanic cell in the Vatican. It was called the Rat Line, R-A-T line. You can read all about it on the internet, the Rat Line. And basically, that, of course, Operation Paperclip, a four-tape set, all the Nazis we brought to America. A lot of this is also covered in John Loftus's four-tape set, The War Against the Jews, 4-CD set. Get the information, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
And then, of course, we have a number of other items that have just come in, which we certainly are caring. We have Sidney Catherine and the Coleman's book, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease. We have, Sidney, the 33 Degrees of Deception by Tom Horn. 33 Degrees of Deception, an expose of the Masons. And, of course, they're in Washington, D.C. They have the House of the Temple. We have Bohemian Grove, The Cult of Conspiracy by Mike Hansen. We have the False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Really Care? By Warren Smith. Petrus Romanus, we're having a hard time keeping that one in stock. It's certainly by our good friend Tom Horn, and we'll be back here in just a moment for our next hour at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here again. Sydney, our scheduled guest, is not answering the phone. I'm going to ask our producer to keep trying to reach him. But I'm also going to, of course, suggest if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest for the next hour was, of course, to be Porter Davis, who's with the Lawyers for Ron Paul. And of course, it is my contention, and I'm firmly convinced that I'm right, that Ron Paul's campaign, it was infiltrated, it's been taken over from within, and certainly some of the people he has trusted, unfortunately, have betrayed him. But this is exactly what's happened with every worthwhile political candidate we've had for many years. And certainly, I know they've infiltrated almost all of our conservative organizations in the United States, almost all of our liberal organizations in the United States, most or many of our religious organizations, both Catholic and Protestant. How do you think they were able to get all the pedophiles and homosexuals into the Vatican and key positions in the Protestant church? How do you think they were able to get a cocaine-smoking homosexual in as head of the 30-million-member National Association of Evangelical Christians? These people are very, very smart at what they're doing. And, of course, they are infiltrating our organizations very effectively. They control the leadership of the Republican Party, of the Democratic Party. They have the people positioned in key positions all across America. And, of course, I do believe that they have infiltrated Ron Paul's campaign. And, of course, I really became aware of this when suddenly we tried repeatedly to get Ron Paul onto our radio program. And the first few times, suddenly we always were put off, or we'll get back to you, send us an email, send us another email, send us another email. After it, I'm a little slow in figuring things out. Basically, after about 10 times of trying to contact the Ron Paul campaign, I got in charge, came to talk to the number one man in public relations for the Ron Paul political campaign. And it was very obvious talking to him. He had no intention of allowing Ron Paul onto our program. No intention of putting Ron Paul onto our program. So then I checked with Joyce Riley and found out she couldn't get Ron Paul. We checked with certainly Alex Jones and found out for the last 3 or 4 months they couldn't get him onto their program. And of course, it is our audience, the conservative audience, that would support Ron Paul, that would be working at the committees to help him. I would certainly be contributing money and substantial sums of money to his campaign. It is people who listen to alternative radio, and certainly between Joyce and I and Alex and many of the others, Butch Paul, I could go down the list of all of the conservative talk show hosts who are, we'd call alternative medium, but they wouldn't let him on there. Why? Because they didn't want him to win, which should be very obvious. I'm a little slow. It took me a while. And then, of course, we eventually were able to get in touch with the Lawyers for Ron Paul, and our guest this evening we have now with us is Porter Davis. And Porter is a member of this group. And they have a very small group, and I hope they're going to keep it very small, not expanded. Otherwise, it'll be infiltrated and destroyed. But they have a lawyer. His name is Richard Gilbert, and he's brought a lawsuit. And you're not reading about it because the media is controlled in America, but it, of course, has been filed and it gets presented to the various states and the state Republican parties. And they're all in concert in a conspiracy to block Ron Paul's delegates from being allowed to speak in Tampa, Florida, when we have the program, the meeting here, the convention, the end of August. But they've overplayed their hand. And they've used physical threats and violence to intimidate the Ron Paul delegates who were elected to represent him. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. We're going to be talking to Porter Davis. If you're out there, you have a question or comment about the Ron Paul campaign, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This Dan and Porter Davis is a member of Lawyers for Ron Paul, and he's just simply saying that Ron Paul's committee, his political committee, did nothing to try to get Ron Paul elected. Certainly Ron did a valiant job, and whatever he could ever get his views put forward during the debates, he did a magnificent job. But they wouldn't ask him, or if they asked him anything, it would be very, very vague. But basically, of course, the media kept saying over and over again, of course, he's a libertarian. You know, he can't win. Ron Paul, if you look at his campaign, I think that 95% of the American people, both conservative and liberal, would support it. He wanted to abolish the income tax and do away with the IRS. Most people want to do that. He wanted to investigate the banking system, and he wanted to audit the Fed and point out that these people were robbing us blind. He wanted to cut massive federal spending, and he wanted to cut at least five certain departments. Chris Poirot, a candidate, Governor Perry couldn't remember what those they were, but of course they were Department of Energy, certainly the Department of Education, Department of Commerce, Housing, and then of course Interior, and basically that of course he wanted to cut the FDA, he wanted to cut TSA, and then he wanted to cut massive amounts from literally every federal department and from the Department of Defense. He had a program to cut $1 trillion the first year in federal spending, and of course to have a balanced budget in 2 years. But of course, you can go up on the Ron Paul website. This is really very revealing. I want you to go to ronpaul.com. Get your computer out. Go to ronpaul.com.
2012, ronpaul2012.com.
Okay, and but look up there but go to ronpaul.com and look for his platform. And then go to ronpaul2012.com. Have you been on the website? Does he have his platform at ronpaul2012.com?
I have not seen it just in one document. They have,
Why not put his platform? If you're trying to get him elected, and it's a wonderful platform, and it begins with doing away with the IRS, why not post it where everybody can see it? And the committee, which I believe, of course, was there not to ensure he got elected, but to be sure he didn't get elected, of course, did not post his platform. I've been to all these Ron Paul websites, and I just couldn't find the platform. I did eventually.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Supposedly in the Ron Paul committee, and as it may have said, you can contact Porter and get the details, but everything was done to prevent a fair and open election of the delegates who were to go then to Tampa to represent Ron Paul. Well, let's go quickly. We've got Tom calling from Spokane. Tom, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Dr. Stan, so am I to understand this correctly, that Ron Paul's campaign was infiltrated by people that were not out for his best interest to get him elected?
Well, absolutely. This is my impression. And, Chris, right. I didn't want to believe this thing. It wasn't until we tried repeatedly to get Ron Paul onto our radio programs, and then I talked to the number one man in public relations and he was the top man. I know he was the top man because I called the Washington, D.C. office, and although they weren't supposed to talk to me, they did tell me that the man whose name I mentioned was the number one man in public relations. But when I talked to him, it was very obvious he had no intention of allowing Ron Paul onto my program. And then, of course, and remember, we have almost 70 outlets across America every single week. Then we found out there was the same thing with Joyce Riley. Then we found it was the same thing with Alex Jones. He hadn't been able to get Ron Paul on his program for about 3 or 4 months. And then, of course, we found out that they were certainly doing everything they could to block him from getting to his constituents. And then we find out that at the state level, where they're Ron Paul organizations, they're being undercut. And then we find out that there's all sorts of voting irregularities, and the Ron Paul people are not saying anything about it.
And well, that's my question. My question
go
is,
right ahead.
At what point does this have to go back on Ron Paul? I mean, I just wonder, why doesn't he notice this, and when they were first formulating his campaign people, I would have thought those would have been hand-picked people due to the fact of how he was treated in 2008, and I would have thought that there would have been very strategically placed people that would run in his behalf, and you know, a close-knit, and so I'm a little confused as to why Ron was taken advantage of like this.
I think that basically he trusted these people and they betrayed him. I've been in this sort of a situation where we had in organizations, so people come in and they were the most patriotic people. They would tell me how smart I was and how wonderful I was. They would put up a lot of money to help finance me. And they were really there to undercut me. This is how the system works. And certainly Ron Paul, as a member of Congress, giving talks, I don't think he could believe that there were people within his organization that were there to sabotage him. But I will tell you, after 50 years, I've been involved in this, and a conservative organization after conservative organization after conservative organization has been infiltrated. Almost all of them are infiltrated at the top.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you. I just wondered why he didn't notice it.
Because I think he's really too busy. But what are your thoughts about that, Porter? It's a legitimate question.
Here's the way I look at it. I mean, we figured out it had been sabotaged 4 years ago because his campaign manager, when he quit, was Lou Moore, and he went to work a week later for the Giuliani campaign, and the last two nights of the convention in Minneapolis, he's one of two or three guys in dark suits just stood behind the Oklahoma delegation the whole time. We had maybe the second or third largest delegation of Ron Paul people there. And you know, we were followed when we walked around the convention. We were watched the whole time. We were searched. You know, one of our people held up a sign that said legalized freedom. This on the last night up in the alternate seats. Within 1 minute, there were two security people there, and they cleared out three rows. Everybody until they found the sign. It just said legalized freedom.
Basically, Tom, it's so hard to believe that this sort of thing would go on. In fact, it took me, and I've been at this for 50 years. I had no idea of this until I talked to this gentleman, number one man in charge of public relations for the Ron Paul campaign, and I suddenly realized after talking to him, they have no intention of getting Ron before a supportive audience. Obviously, there are people working at the highest, and he told me, he said, I will have to check and see if I will be allowed to put you on or if we will put you on.
You know, and we have to remember that Ron Paul is 76 years old. He's an elected sitting congressman. He's been running for office, and he, you know, he has a large family, 5 or 6 kids and maybe 20 grandkids and great-grandkids, so he necessarily has to delegate, and if there's any weakness that people that I've talked to, as I've tried to figure out this, they think he has a weakness that he has trouble getting rid of staff when he needs to. He just blind spot there. And, of course, his campaign chairman, Jesse Benton, is married to one of Ron Paul's granddaughters. But Benton's the one who set up that ambush that, what's that guy's name, where Ron went in to interview him, Barat, and he pulled his pants down while Ron Paul was there.
And remember,
Ron Paul leaving the room.
And Rand Paul, of course, his own son, came out and certainly supported Romney, something he never should have done. And that, of course, in my estimation, has destroyed Rand Paul's effectiveness. But somebody talked him into it, probably somebody he trusted. And let me tell you, Tom, there are a lot of people out there that you want to trust, and you trusted them for years, and then suddenly you realize, Chris, they've been lying to you all this time, and they're there to deceive you. So believe me, I've been at this for a long time and made a lot of mistakes, but I don't think I'm wrong here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Tom, you go right ahead.
Oh, good night. I just wanted to say good night. You said that they told you how good looking you were, and they gave you all the money, and how smart you were. I believe it. So I'm just telling you, I support you there too.
Well, I know, but I mean, these people were using me, and I was gullible enough to be.
I'm
used.
Not trying to manipulate you. Okay. I'm just teasing you. Good night.
God bless. Thank you.
Well, Stan, the coup de grace on this thing, I didn't finish. After we had our convention on May the 12th, and we were showing people how to do it because we had learned from others, we thought we've got a whole lot of conventions left, maybe 20, 30 left to happen. Well, the very next Monday on May the 14th, Jesse Benton announced that Ron Paul was officially suspending active campaigning for financial reasons. They were not going to mount any kind of extra effort in Texas, which is Ron Paul's home state, or California, where Ron Paul would do very good for a number of issues. And the media that had ignored Ron Paul all along just hopped on immediately and said Ron Paul had dropped out.
I think they convinced Ron Paul, no, we're going to have your delegates there, you know, and you're going to have the delegates. You might even be able to have a majority of the delegates, you know, because the majority of the people want to support you, and they were lying to him.
It would not make sense for Ron Paul to be in on this thing. What makes sense is he's very insulated, and he's trusted some people who have really deceived him, because so many of the advisors are not libertarians. This Trigvi Olson works for the government and the intelligence agencies, and he's heavily involved in Justin Raimondo wrote an article on it, and all these intelligence operations with the color revolutions over in Europe. He was involved in those things. So here this guy becomes an advisor to the Ron Paul campaign. Bruce Fine, who also became an advisor to the Ron Paul campaign, but he has major contracts with major governments and forces and corporate forces around the world. So these people have come on board and gotten their ear. You know, then you've got Doug Weed, and I still can't figure this one out. Well, I shouldn't even talk about any. You know, I'm just trying to figure it out. Who are these people? These are the people at the top, and people are just trying to figure it out. You know,
we don't know. I mean, they may be people are being misled, just like Ron Paul is being misled.
And some people may be getting threatened, too.
Right. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that they threaten people, that they will bribe people. In fact, I heard Jack Abramson. I don't know how many of you know who Jack Abramson is, but he was a lobbyist who was making, I don't know, $20, $30 million a year. He was a leading lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He was interviewed on Sunday evening on KCBS after serving several years in prison for corruption. And certainly Leslie Stahl asked him how many congressmen he owned. And Jack Abramoff said, oh, probably about 100. He said, how did you own them? Well, he said, Sidney, you took gifts and all of these things, friendship. But the most efficient thing was to control the people who surrounded the congressman. And he said, Sidney, what you'd do, you'd go to these people and you'd say, look, Sidney, when you get tired working here in Washington, D.C., or working as an aide to the congressman, why did you come to work for me as a lobbyist? And you get three or four times what you're getting. And if they showed interest, At that point, he knew he not only owned the people on the staff of the congressman, he owned the congressman because the congressman would depend upon his assistants and his aides, and they would be giving the advice and presenting the legislation that Jack Abramoff was actually wanted to get passed. He owned Tim DeLay, the Speaker of the House. He owned 100 congressmen, using these techniques of friendship and offering these people very good jobs when the campaign was over. I wonder how many of the people working for Ron Paul today are going to get comfortable jobs paying large sums of money in the weeks and months to come. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And if you didn't see that interview with Jack Abramoff on 60 Minutes, it's well worthwhile, especially if you want to know how they would be able to compromise the people surrounding Ron Paul. Go right ahead, Porter.
Well, it's interesting. You and I have been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and I just found a blog post that, you know, I do Facebook a lot. I've been learning social media, and it's an amazing conversation going on there. In fact, I get much of my news through Facebook, which is interesting. Just people link it that way. But I found one here. It's called The Lone Star Watchdog, and the title stands, is the Ron Paul campaign is infiltrated, sabotaged, and compromised. And they give about 8 or 10 points, and it's interesting. Point A says Stan Montes confirmed there are infiltrators inside the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, I don't know that. All I know is my gut feeling and certainly my personal experience, and then the fact that I've been around this longer than most people. I've been at this for over 50 years, and I've made so many mistakes. But as I get older, I hope I get a little bit wiser.
I think I was listening to you for about 3 or 4 hours today, and I was amazed at the breadth of the things you covered. I just sort of left the phone on, and I found it all quite interesting. Because those match interests I have. I mean, if it's true, I want to know about it.
Well, if we can get you listening on a regular basis, we cover all sorts of things, from medicine to history to politics to philosophy to conspiracies and to religion. But, of course, what our real underlying theme is we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and boy, are we sure losing it.
Well, we are in the battle. There's no doubt about that. But the word is getting out, and I would urge everybody that's listening to this to really start thinking about your own experiences and get the conversation going. Because if this campaign has indeed been infiltrated, sabotaged, compromised, and I would bet my house on it if I had to bet, then we need to liberate the Liberty Movement from that campaign leadership and by an ancillary reason, the same thing as these Campaign for Liberty people. They are not operating in the best interest of what we are doing if we want to bring liberty to this nation. And it's a bit of a tough pill for us to swallow, but people are waking up to it. And it's sort of like now it's time for us to graduate. We're going to hear Ron Paul in Tampa the night before the convention starts. It'll be on Sunday the 26th. They're doing about a six-hour event. And Paul Fest is going on down there, too, but he's going to probably give his swan song. And, you know, the question is, what's he going to be doing? Is he going to tell the delegates not to nominate him and to be nice, to be good little boys and girls? Or is he going to say, go in there and fight for me? Or we don't know what he's going to say.
Well, a lot of things are going to depend upon the lawsuit that you're bringing. And whether or not, of course, his delegates are going to be able to represent him. People who have been actually elected by the people or by the caucuses to represent Ron Paul have been threatened and intimidated. As you well know, if you listen to our programs, they've been threatened with weapons. The bones have been broken. They've done all sorts of things using physical and force to actually keep these delegates from being able to vote for Ron Paul.
Their favorite method is just having confusing conventions.
Right.
And we think there have been groups that have been going around to be visitors, that they try to influence a lot of things. I mean, they definitely have coordinated strategies. We're seeing a lot of the same things happening. But this lawsuit, we haven't even talked about if people haven't heard it. We had a lawsuit filed on June the 11th. Richard Gilbert did it in the Ninth Circuit Court, and it's using a section of the U.S. Code that covers elections, and it's a civil rights lawsuit because each delegate, each voter, actually, and each delegate has an absolute right to vote their conscience. And what we're finding is, and so no one has a right to use coercion, intimidation, or threats to deprive someone of voting for their conscience. But when you see rampant election fraud happening everywhere, then we are all disenfranchised. And so the only remedy we're looking for, and we've sued every Republican Party, I think, there may be a few that did get sued, but everyone in the states and the National Republican Committee and the state chairman and all of them for election fraud. We have 300 to 400 plaintiffs right now and more wanting to get on board. But we're asking the judge, as our sole remedy, is to unbind all of the delegates in Tampa. Just imagine if the judge issues that injunction and says federal law applies all the way up and down the line, including in political conventions, that everyone has a right to vote their conscience. If he gives us that remedy as an injunction to unbind all the candidates, then it's going to be a grab. We might actually have a debate this year in Tampa.
Okay, fine. Now, I want you to send me that Facebook article that mentions that I'm not an authority, but this is my personal opinion. Please send that to me.
I will.
What is the website people go to get in touch with the reporter?
Well, the electionfraudremedy.com, electionfraudremedy.com.
ElectionFraudRemedy.com. Okay, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Are you concerned? Would you like to become involved? ElectionFraudRemedy.com. Listen to our programs. We'll be doing this for 2 hours tomorrow evening. We're looking to your calls.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope that you enjoyed the interview with Porter Davis tonight. And tomorrow evening, we will be spending my open lines first hour and the second hour on this same subject. And we want you to get your questions together and call in tomorrow evening at the Radio Liberty program. Our telephone number, of course, at that time will be 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Do you care about freedom? Do you want to try to preserve it? Well, basically, if we don't get Ron Paul nominated this time, I see very little future for America. I think they're going to destroy the value of our currency in the coming months. If you haven't heard my talks on the financial tsunami, you need to hear it, the financial tsunami. We have another talk on the financial Armageddon. They've been given many years ago, but they explain exactly what they're going to do. Then, of course, we have two talks. One is the dark secret. The other is the forbidden secret. You need to get those DVDs. You need to listen to them. And there's syllabus that go with it. And, of course, have you ever wondered what George Bush was talking about? When in his first inaugural speech, he mentioned not once but twice about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. We actually have the inaugural speech from George Bush back in the year 2001, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm, and he used the phrase not once but twice. What in heaven's name was he talking about? Well, of course, you need, of course, to get my talk on the dark secret and my talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get my talk on the dangerous deception. And that, of course, includes my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. You need to get our DVD on population control, the covert agenda. They've already killed billions of people, and you and your family have been targeted. Let me repeat that. They've already killed billions of people, and you and your family are targeted. You have no idea what all this all the new cables are going in for all this electronic attack on the minds and health of the American people all across America. Why do you think, of course, they've done everything they could to suppress the information on the cell phones and their danger, potentially? Because they want to use those cell phones to track you. And wherever you go with a cell phone, whether it's on or off, they can listen to what you say. And, of course, they can actually track where you are, even when your cell phone is turned off. We're moving, of course, into the world of 1984. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't believe they kill people, you need to get the 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, the 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King, and the books go with each of those 4-CD sets. That's Martin Luther King, that's Bobby Kennedy. If you don't believe that they have professional assassins who are paid to kill people, you need to get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where actually we interviewed Colonel Dan Marvin, who came to be a very good friend through the years. And unfortunately, Dan Marvin's gone to be with the Lord. But Dan Marvin, of course, attended assassin school where the CIA explained how they killed President Kennedy. You'll actually hear Colonel Marvin telling the story, how they killed President Kennedy. Then, of course, you hear Chip Tatum, the man who was given the contract to kill Ross Perot and his family. And, of course, he didn't fill the contract, and Chip Tatum has disappeared, and at least in recent years, nobody has heard from him since that time. So that's the 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. We have so much information at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help. Certainly, we're trying to maintain our network of almost 70 outlets. We do need your help. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Today is July 10th. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, doing something about it, putting the pieces together. Not like we said yesterday of dumping 4,000 part pieces.